This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Erin Dismeyer. This afternoon, the FAA announced all 149 contract air traffic control towers that were slated to close in June will remain operational, including the tower at Columbia Regional Airport. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the U.S. Department of Transportation determined the recently enacted Reducing Flight Delays Act of 2013 will provide enough funds to keep the tower open for the rest of the 2013 fiscal year. Columbia Public Works spokesperson Stephen Sapp says local officials will continue to monitor the situation in Washington closely to see if funding for the towers continues after September.
At this point, it's really too early to say. It'll, you know, they will look for a new funding bill that gives either some direction or some funding to make sure that these towers stay open if that's what they desire to do.
Columbia Regional Airport had planned to use a Springfield-based control tower to provide guidance to pilots flying into Columbia if the local tower would have closed. Governor Jay Nixon has indicated he's likely to veto legislation that would cut Missouri income taxes for businesses and individuals. Nixon said today he has serious concerns that the tax cut would jeopardize funding for essential services. However, Republican House Speaker Tim Jones says there's a good chance lawmakers would be successful in overriding a Nixon veto. Thursday's House vote for the bill was six short of what is needed for a veto override, but nine members were absent. The measure would essentially cut the income tax in half for businesses and reduce the top tax rate for individuals from 6% to 5.5% over a decade. University of Missouri Medical School students may be able to attend classes in Springfield as a part of a new state budget. Missouri legislators approved a new budget that includes $10 million to help fund a University of Missouri Medical School campus in Springfield. State lawmakers on Thursday passed a nearly $25 billion budget that still must be signed by Governor Jay Nixon. The Springfield News Leader reports the money would give 32 students from each class at the University of Missouri the ability to spend their final 2 years of medical school in Springfield. The students would work with doctors from Cox Health and Mercy Hospital Springfield. The University of Missouri's medical school can accept 96 new students a year. A Springfield campus would increase that number to 128 students. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon delivered a mixed report card today on the state budget passed by the Republican-controlled Missouri General Assembly this week. While he complimented lawmakers for increasing funding for K-12 schools and higher education, he also chastised them for passing legislation that would cut state income rates for individuals and corporations. He told reporters that the bill would gut state revenues by more than $800 million.
The equivalent of wiping out all of public higher education or closing all our prisons are eliminating the Department of Mental Health and its services it provides is not a fiscally responsible approach.
Nixon stopped short of saying he would veto the bill, but indicated that it's likely. He also criticized lawmakers for only funding the state's motor vehicles division for 8 months after saying on Wednesday that the move would force him to lay off state workers. Today, he said he would work to minimize the impact. For KBIA News, I'm Erin Dismeyer.